Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
Looks more clean.
Really? I mean, I shaved, but I didn't go to a place.
No, it's just the illusion. Cowboys just seem cleaner.
Yeah, why are you wearing your cowboy shirt?
Bonfire, we have Marcus King coming in today.
Marcus King?
Yeah. That's a you thing, though.
Is that a me thing?
Yeah.
Dave, do you know who Marcus King is?
Probably not. Dave doesn't know a lot about
the
current music.
Father of Marcus Prince.
Alex, do you know who Marcus King is?
Aside from looking him up right now, no.
You, Mike, do you know who Marcus King is?
You didn't know who Gary Clark was either, buddy.
I know who Marcus King is. American singer, songwriter, 28 years old, born March 11th, 1996. I know all about him.
But it's not a me thing if nobody on the team knows who he is.
It's an us thing. At the very least.
He's got a wild look.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like the kid from Sandlot. Huge comedy fan.
Nice. I'm assuming a country singer?
That's his wife.
That's his wife? This guy should be the poster child for every fat autistic kid in the world. This guy's a true king. That's his wife? Are you kidding me?
No, yeah. She's sweet.
Yeah, I bet.
She's very, very sweet.
What if she's a real bitch to him?
She sings with him sometimes, too.
Dude. It's just so much better being a dude.
She's so hot that she can't sing. So he's like, yeah, whatever you want, baby.
Alex, put on a video of him doing It's Too Late by him. You'll like this guy, Lewis, for a second.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I'm literally a fan of his steez. Whatever you want to call it. No. I love a fucking fat, ugly king who's got a hot wife. I love it. Same thing with like Jelly Roll. Same thing with fucking... what's his name? Had a hot wife too, right? Ralphie May.
He's just fine. Mike Harrington.
Mike said Mike Harrington. Oh, by the way, Jay, it's Alex's birthday. She's gonna give you shit about not remembering. So,
me and Christine already looked it up, but I did forget to say it when I came on. I was running late. Happy birthday, Alex.
Thank you.
I remembered to say it immediately after Alex told me it was her birthday.
Alex, I feel like being 32, once you hit 30, you should get boobs just naturally. I don't know what happened.
Did you find the thing I asked?
Yeah, I was just seeing, there doesn't seem to be a video for that song, so I'm just going to play it.
On her ukulele?
And I'm about to wail it right now.
So I guess I'll do it.
You know what, Alex?
What is it? Is he a guitarist?
Guitarist, singer, yeah. He's unreal.
Does he have a voice that matches his face?
Yeah. No, dude, his voice is insane. So that's why I'm saying, Alex, almost bring up any like popular video of him on YouTube. We can also do It's Too Late. You can do that song live.
It's too late.
No, his voice is
too late,
ridiculous.
Baby. Yeah, it's too late. That song?
That's why I said.
I was just a young ambassador on my mama's knee. Says, son, there's only one thing to set your soul free. Wasn't no easy street where I come from.
All right.
There wasn't no sleep until.
Turn it down a little. We can keep it on in the background. Let's just turn it down so we can talk.
So you can hear the point being, though, it's like, so it is country, but it's like, it's blue, country blues, rock.
Yeah, like blues, bluegrass, whatever. I actually don't really know how to categorize any of that type of music.
Because
bluegrass.
I don't like, like I've met Zach Bryan now before, I believe, or Zach Brown. I met all that Nashville stuff, and like, he's a thing, but it's like, that's a little more like, the country that people kind of go like, now, if you don't like country, you don't like country. This is a little bit different.
The problem with Austin is like now everyone's a country fan and a Trump supporter. It's like it's so faggy. Like, guys, country stinks. Politics stink. What are we doing? Like, every comic down there has got a gun and he's got a Trump t-shirt and they love country music now.
Yeah, it's like nothing wrong with getting a gun, voting for Trump, and listening to some country music, Lewis.
Well, Gary Clark Jr. is not country, and I do like Marcus King a lot.
Gary Clark Jr., isn't he the black guy from The Green Mile?
No, it's as Michael Duncan Clark Jr.
Sorry. No, no, that guy. Now that guy is country. Black dude from The Green Mile.
Ga-do-ga-do.
That guy's mad country. Yeah, and Gary Clark's fucking shreds too.
But he died, right?
Who? Michael Clark Duncan? Yeah. Michael Duncan Clark?
Michael Clark Duncan. Duncan Michael Clark.
Duncan Michael Clark. Clark? Duncan Michaels.
All right, let's do fuck, marry, kill, giant black men. Duncan Michael Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Duncan Clark.
Yes.
And
fuck Michael Duncan.
It's a tough game.
You fucking dickhead. You can't have three names for your name. Fuck off. I'm glad he's dead.
Yeah, just an initial. That's classy.
Yeah. Louis J. Gomez.
That's classy. Three names is usually, that's historically, people I think go right to serial killer always.
I've been waiting for somebody to say Jesus Christ in front of me so I could be like, Jesus H. Christ. I've had this idea in my head for a full week, but nobody said Jesus Christ yet.
Jesus H. Christ?
You mean Jesus H. Christ?
Jesus Herbert Christ?
Don't forget the H.
My six-year-old said it the other day, literally spilled a bowl of cereal, and then she just went so sincerely, she just went, Jesus Christ. That was the funniest thing ever.
That's the best.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say that so much.
Yeah, maybe. Jesus H. fucking Christ. Holy
that would have
fucking
been funnier.
Shit,
she didn't say that.
Dave, you know.
God damn it, Dave.
She gets it from her mother. She just repeats what her mom says. Can you get a license already?
She goes, I want a divorce. Hey, you're six.
How was Nashville, Davey?
That was great. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was one of those, you know, going any trip, you know, when you're just there for half a day and you fly back the next day, it's always kind of exhausting.
Sure.
But it was fun. And I, you know, hung out with Nate a bunch and did a set over at Zany's. And I always love, you know, hanging out.
Did you happen to
Nate.
See the lab? Did you see the lab at Zany's?
I popped in there for like a minute.
Is it great? Is it cool?
Yeah, the room was set up was cool. And then Nate's like, he records his podcast out of there. So yeah. He showed me like he's got a cool studio set up there. And then they got a new room. It's great.
How about this kind of wealth? Nate said he bought the house across the thing from him so he could use that as a studio. And then Zany's was like, just do your studio here. And he's like, all right. Like,
all right, yeah, I guess. And now it's just... And now it's just a house for me to sleep at.
I guess
when I'm
now
down.
It's just
that's my Dave house.
Is that where you stayed in Nate's?
Yeah.
Nice.
Welcome to your new home, Dave.
Well, it's I mean, I think literally that he's happy to have people stay there because he bought a house for no reason. So he's like, oh, now there's a reason. But it was
well, what if Dave comes twice a year?
He's like, listen,
I love
man,
all those guys.
Dave,
the guys
what,
who
color,
work
what
at-
color do you want the house painted? I'm gonna have it painted fresh for you when you get there.
He's just painting it for the day I stay there and then repainting it when I leave. But it was fun as we hung out and like, you know, just reminisced about the old days and shit, which is always nice.
Yeah.
When we all used to hang out all the time.
I enjoy, I gotta say, I think it's not the people, I mean, like plenty of people I love down in Austin, but I like the energy of Nashville better a little bit.
Nashville's a great city. And as we always liked Nashville a lot, even I remember going with Lewis like years ago, like a decade ago.
It was about
like, yeah, that girl really who cool. sucked everyone's dick and killed herself. God rest her soul.
She was involved in this Nashville. Story.
God rest her soul. She didn't suck your dick, but she sucked everyone else's dick.
Not mine.
No, she didn't suck my dick either.
And it's a shame because my dick has life-saving powers. Because they say my dick prevents suicide, so she really should have.
But she used to send like stuff to bomb, like just flat out porn with just random dudes. But God rest her soul and her.
God rest her
kids.
Soul.
And bless her children.
Bless her children. Who probably listen to the Friday night.
Bless her children and husband who probably weren't in any of that.
Yeah. Who hated it. You know, she had a real darkness. We could have all seen it coming. Clearly. If we just had looked a little deeper instead of jerking off to her photos and videos.
What a comedian, that woman. A comedian pass around girl? No, she's fine. She's totally fine.
Dude, chuckle fuckers, or maybe if you're going to be a groupie, it is the most pathetic of all the groupies.
It's sad. Mm. It's so achievable. It's so sad. I don't know what's lower than that.
Disagree, like, though. Can I tell you the disagree? If you
what are you arguing for, Jay? Mime groupies? Is that who takes it?
No. I'm just saying it's not the most. You're saying the most like pathetic, or it's the it's definitely one of the easiest to be a groupie for and to achieve your goal. It is for
it's
sure
by far the easiest, Jay, because we walk in the front door.
Yeah. Yet though, I'm saying in the short term of it, probably a better hang. In the you know, if you're just doing groupie shit, it's probably right. more fun, like hang.
Well, ultimately. That's because we're at a level in our career where we're not like rich and famous, so we are like we appreciate their time too. Like,
well, really I'm saying a comic in general is going to be a lot more engaging, funny, and say stuff. Whatever. I'm not saying they're not going to be egomaniacs to talk about themselves. I'm saying I just think the hang stands a chance of being much
Jay,
better.
You think you're a cooler hang than Slash?
Yes. I definitely do.
No way, dude. That'd be a fucking fun time. Even if you just sat there, you're hanging out with Slash.
Even if he died next to you.
It's Slash, wow, man. Fucking Slash. Are you out of your mind?
No, I don't know if I'm a more interesting hang than Slash, but I'm definitely a more like fun person to talk to than Slash, without
a
doubt.
You're genuinely very funny at first. And then once you peel apart your layers, like, oh, there's a darkness in him.
There.
Just like Slash.
Yeah, you have to find the darkness, but that's not find groupie the shit. Yeah, that's not like groupie problems.
They'll find my darkness, maybe. You want some darkness?
Yeah. Open my cheeks. There's my darkness.
Oh, shit.
Yo, check out my darkness.
Yeah, like comic groupies are, they're never hot.
That's not true.
Comic groupies? No, the girls that regularly fuck lots of comics? No. I mean, I've had sex with a lot of hot girls, but I don't think that they're comic groupies. Maybe they were caught up in the moment of like me being on stage and like, you know, but like that, I don't think that those girls are going
now,
to comedy
shows
regularly.
You say a comedy groupie, you're talking to someone who regularly goes to the clubs, regularly fucks comics. Like that's their thing.
Yeah. I don't know. They're a little chunky. They're sad.
I don't know if I fucked up with any of those.
A comic groupie. I'm sure you have.
I think I'm saying more what you said initially is like, I think they're there because they're a fan of me or maybe not even. And they just like, were like, you know, came to a comedy show or something. And it was because I was doing comedy or did well or something. But I don't know if it's been the, and I think that's my own, just like, it's not even my own, like, ew, you did that person. It's like more of my own ego thing. I'm just like, she'll fuck anybody, who cares?
Dude, I talked to a girl after a show recently and she wasn't a fan of mine. She came with her friends who were big fans, like huge, like Legion of Skanks fans. So she's like, hey, come meet me at the bar after the show. And I was like, all right, you know, I'll go meet you. Fucking, I don't drink, but you know, whatever. So
I love already just the way you're telling this. Is she's like, come meet me at the bar after the show. And I was like, whatever. Sure.
I think you're telling
me. I don't even care. Sexy.
I feel like you're saying like you want to be sexy to us. So I go to her.
I go to her, but then she's.
I'll go to the bar.
She wasn't alone. This is at a different bar, like around the corner from the club. Like after my second show, she was at the early show, have the second show. I go meet her and the guy who was a big fan is there. So she's like fucking all over me and he's just watching us. And I was like, this is genuinely my nightmare.
Yeah.
Just a dude being like, hey, dude, I want to hang out with you. But you're here to fucking try to hook up with this chick right now. And I have to like be like, all right, dude, yes.
No, did you tell Lewis?
Jay really wears fingerless gloves in person. Yes, he does.
Am I crazy? Did you tell this on Skanks already?
I didn't tell it. I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but I figured it's a Friday night hang. So we could.
Oh, you told it to me.
I told it to you personally.
I got you. Because I said, I definitely. Okay. So I was like, I heard this thing before. We don't know.
I'll leave out some details. But on the Friday night hang, but I thought it was just kind of funny to like be staring at a dude while a chick's like all over me trying to like hook up. And he's just like, oh, hey, dude, Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Man, I can't believe the Puerto Rican rattlesnake is banging my best friend on my hotel bed right now. This is awesome. High five, dude.
I got a message years and years ago, a message once from a guy that was like, he's like, well, 5 years I put into this bitch, giving her my everything, working fucking however many hours a week to take care of her. And in fucking 5 seconds of being in town, you fucked my whole life up. I'm like, what?
What?
It's the only time I've ever got that, but it was like, I was like, whoa. I was like, I didn't know.
That's why I won't fuck around with like married chicks. I've had a few chicks that are like married, just being like, yeah, I'm really. And I'm like, first of all, can I tell you what my genuine concern is?
Getting killed.
Getting killed by a scorned
getting
husband.
Getting killed. You guys just know my concern. All right, good.
Well, I watch a lot of true crime now. This is what happens.
Yeah, well, that's
other deep fear be?
Every other fucking, you know, I don't know, fucking impregnating her, having her be AIDS. Too clingy. AIDS isn't real. That's how James has a magic trick.
Feline AIDS.
James is a magic trick.
He can make AIDS disappear.
I won't give it away, but it's essentially like you have to pierce yourself with like a little like a pin, essentially, to make the trick work. Like you actually push it into your skin, mm-hmm. right? And then I was like, okay, let me see how to do it. He's like, no. He's like, I don't want to get AIDS. I was like, do you think I have AIDS?
He's like, well, I don't know that you don't have AIDS.
I was like, I don't have AIDS. You're not going to catch AIDS for me. I also wasn't going to like put it into my skin. And then I was going to rinse it off with alcohol. And like, I wanted to like fuck with it though. But he said no, because he was afraid he was going to catch my AIDS.
That AIDS. The worst kind of AIDS. So weird. I have two friends in my life. Different worlds of like where I know them.
Both have AIDS.
No, both of them. Fathers left mom. Both became gay or were gay and then started acting on their gayness and then died from AIDS.
Really?
That's how it happens.
Twice.
That's crazy.
Friends.
But Lewis, the moral of the story is it wasn't just being gay. It wasn't until they started acting on their gayness. So you're fine for now.
You're good, dude.
My Aunt Michelle died of AIDS. Buried and I think down. And I think my Uncle Gilbert. I don't know.
Your aunt was a gay dude?
Was that drugs more?
It was heroin. Yes. And but also like my mom grew up doing heroin with them. So I just was convinced my mom had AIDS. My mom was like very specific about me not using her razor, like in the shower to shave.
Jeez.
Yeah. She was like, no, don't use my razors. Like,
honey, mommy's blood is acid.
Wait, she said that for that reason or did she another reason?
No, she didn't give me any. No, I think she had like hepatitis or something like that. Like she did have hepatitis, but she didn't have AIDS.
No, she cared about you not getting it.
My sister, I guess when it got like really toxic, I think my sister started throwing it in her face that she probably has AIDS. Then my mom showed her at one point a negative AIDS test to prove that she had AIDS. It was a regular argument.
Now get in your room, bitch. I don't have AIDS. Dude, get in your room. You're grounded.
But like just having to show a negative AIDS test to prove you don't have AIDS is still so AIDS-y. You know what I mean?
For sure. Like, but you carry it around. Like you bought a negative test. You can show people who have figured out that you have AIDS that you don't.
Well, I feel like today hey, you have AIDS, and you go, I thought that might come up, and that's why I have this with me.
Well, you could Photoshop a negative AIDS test pretty easy now, but my mom didn't have the skill set to Photoshop a negative AIDS test.
That was the funniest fucking thing about how fast they stopped giving a shit. That girl who did the 100 guy day in a day gangbang. The girl did that when she was like, it was so like all the press she was doing is about how everyone's tested and blah, blah, blah. And as her thing. And then by that day of, she was like, can you bring 17 friends? People are dropping like flies. And it's just like, people just show up like off the street and be like, I'll put my cock in you, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have been one of those guys, not but 5 years ago.
What number am I? 47. Not bad. First half.
Sick. Hold on. I have to go to Skankfest after this.
Still in the top of the order.
Dude, when you have things to lose now, like you think about things like that. It's like when I was younger, I just didn't care at all. I mean, some of the girls that I banged were just so rancid. You're like, what the fuck was going on with me?
By the way, I feel like when I was in my 20s, if a girl had active sores on her pussy, and I wanted to fucking, she went, get a condom. I'd go, oh
come on. Dude, one time a girl, I met her selling comedy club tickets, which if you're going to fuck a comedy club ticket guy, it is talking about comedy groupies. The amount of girls that I fucked as a comedy club ticket guy was.
Yeah, that's insane.
And pretty hot chicks. And I'll tell you why. You know what it was? You would go through, women are stupid, and you would bring them through the sales process. Right. So you greet them, you say, oh, hey, what's up? You've been to a comedy show. Then you engage them with questions. You're like, oh, where are you from? What are you doing? Girls, by the time you're engaging them with questions, they're like, oh my God, he likes me. So instead of going to the comedy ticket path, you're like, oh, I could probably fuck the chick. So you want to go suck my dick in a stairwell somewhere? Just take the left turn instead of the right turn to try to get their money. And but the amount of girls that I would fucking just convince to fuck me was crazy. And I had one girl that I met at the Queen Center Mall. Jay, you remember we saw live over there, Elmhurst New York, Elmhurst, Queens. And I
Middle Village.
Well, that's before I moved to Middle Village. I lived in Elmhurst. Remember?
Oh,
that's
Louis,
I shit my pants.
Not even the basement apartment.
It was a basement apartment.
It was a different basement apartment than the one you're thinking of.
Well, I grew up in basements, guys.
Well, no, the one was with Come On Your Shirt Omar's grandma or something, right?
Yeah.
Omar also came and possibly came on Lewis's shirts in this other apartment. But this apartment
Omar came, he saw, and he came again.
I came.
But this girl, I met her selling tickets outside of the Queen Center Mall, which is what I would do. I mean, it was just a mall that I can go to during the winter and like make $40 real quick, like sell two things of tickets, just fucking have money for weed for the day. And I met this one girl and I convinced her to come back to my place. And we didn't have sex. Maybe we ended up having sex at one point, but the first time we didn't have sex. And she's like, yeah, I have a really sore throat. I think it could be herpes. And I was like, what? I
couldn't hear you through my cock scratching your herpes itch.
Oh, do you need help with that itch? Here you go.
You're going to need something longer and thinner and more Puerto Rican to get that scratch.
Yeah. What a fucking wild time those were. But to this day, I still... Actually, that's not true. Recently, I had a girl admit that she has herpes. And I didn't fuck her. But I've never and once in my years of having sex with random people and girls that I know, and there's like one out of three people have herpes or something like that, or one out of four. I've not once had a girl be like, oh, hey, just so you know, get a condom. I have herpes, whatever it is. These bitches all just lie.
Really? Never?
I've never had that.
I've only
you
once.
You have, Jay? I've never had that.
I had it a couple times. It was almost like, and I every time, like, the condom was not the answer. I was like, that's scary.
The only reason I would do it with a condom is because the amount of girls that have not admitted that they have herpes, and I've never got herpes. So in my head, I was like, well, thank you for being honest.
Well, now I got you, but what is the real thing? They're saying they have it and you can get it for sure. But if they're not having an outbreak,
I don't think you can get it.
No, but I think the thing is that, like, I think you could catch it at the beginning of an outbreak where it's not visible and like technically still get it. But I don't think you can get it if there's not an outbreak.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing, like, it was pretty recently. I was talking to this chick, you know, like fucking maybe 6 months ago. And I was like, oh, we should hang out. And then she's like, she was like, hey, just so you know, like, I got herpes, it burns so much. I'm bleeding.
I just want to tell you there's razor blades in my pussy.
Let's see. Genital herpes is contagious from the first signs of an outbreak until the sores have healed. It could also be transmitted when there are no symptoms. Ooh, that's not true. Because I'd have herpes 10 times over at this point if that was the case.
I'd be all herpes.
Yeah, dude, I'd be a walking herpy. This girl was like, yeah, I have herpes. Just, you know, I have to be honest, I got them like 10 years ago. She was like, you know, I don't really get outbreaks or whatever. And I was still going to go out with her. I didn't have a problem. Like, I literally, the rationale in my head, I was like, you know what? I have had sex with so many women and nobody's ever said it. I know for a fact I've had sex with girls that have had herpes. Well, unquestionably, just the numbers are impossible. And then I was
still going to do it. So many of the girls you've had sex with have, herpes of the personality.
That is true.
Will.
They are very.
You're like, I'll just take her to dinner and have her jack me off with a glove.
Can you wear two gloves, please?
Put both on one hand. And then when you switch, do the same thing again.
Yeah. But I ended up not going out with it just because it just didn't work out or whatever. Like, it was. And then I wasn't in any hurry. I was in like, ooh, the urgency to hang out with this girl now.
And she's like, oh, I feel one of these sores weeping. Lewis, can you swing by a CVS on our way to the restaurant, please?
I did have one girl, I won't say who, it was a comic, though, that when I was having sex with her, I found a Breva just in her mattress, like with it, like
what's a Breva? Is that herpes medicine?
It's for cold sores. But I found a Breva medication in her, like it was just in her bed. She had like she had junk all over her bed.
Ew, just laying in her bed?
Yeah, she had a Breva. And I was like,
to put that away before you bring Lewis over?
Well, she wants you to know she's treating it.
Put the name in the chat, Lewis.
I'll text it to you guys. I'll put it in the chat. There's too many people here.
Oh, you can do it.
You can do it
privately.
Right. Well, it's too much. I'm going to text everyone on the Skanks chat.
Love it.
Everyone in the Skanks chat knows now.
I had a feeling.
I could have guessed.
You could probably could have guessed. She's got a Breva energy.
Oh shit. That's fucking
she has,
great.
She has junkie bed energy. Oh fuck. So anyway.
It's amazing. Like a girl being a slob is such a turnoff to me now.
It's crazy.
I totally would have overlooked that in my younger days. I wouldn't have given a shit at all, but it's so gross.
I think that's I don't know, maybe it was just for me, but like I feel like guys usually pick that up a little bit quicker sometimes than girls, man. I've had like a lot when I first met like even like Christine, my ex Carla, like they were slobs.
Slobs or were they messy?
Messy. It was, I mean messy where it's like clothes all over the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like just like that kind like, of
I
shit.
Love my
that's
house.
Borderline,
my
that's
house
borderline
being,
slob.
My house being like nice food, makes me feel fucking like good. Like I walk into my house, it's perfectly clean. Like I get a little messy with like mail and things like that. But at this point, I'm pretty on point with like not because I have a cleaning lady that comes every 2 weeks. So my goal is just to get to the 2 week mark before and not have it be like crazy, not get nuts. But that the day or two before she comes, I just start leaving stuff out. I'm like, if I'm paying this bitch.
Well, that kind of makes sense, though.
You know what? I'm going to turd on the floor. Pick it up. You're coming in 2 days.
Yeah.
48 hours. You got to deal with turd on the floor.
Yeah. I'm not picking that up. I pay a bitch for.
But that's like I was turds. A major slob. Me and Dave lived together. We were like
we were slobs. We've talked slobs. About it many times. We slobs. Were yeah. real slobs.
Not even like messy. We're talking about slobs, like cigarette ashes everywhere, weed ashes everywhere, beer bottles everywhere, garbage piled up in the kitchen. Like I would never in a million years take a garbage bag out of my garbage can now, put it on my floor, and put a new garbage bag in and be like, I'll just take that out whenever. That's psychotic.
It is, yeah. But we lived that life, yo. But there is something different.
Why
about
there was no shoot or anything? You had to, like, was there a shoot?
No, there's no shoot.
Oh no, we never had a building where you could afford
so
a shoot.
You'd have to take it down. Yeah.
Jay, you know we didn't have shoot money.
Is shoot always a nice thing?
No, but at me and Lewis's level of income at the time, yeah.
I would assume the projects operate on shoot.
Guys, any window is a shoot technically.
That's I would say if it was four floors, I'd probably start chucking out the window trying to hit dumpsters before I went down four floors every
so
fucking
much.
Time to take out garbage.
I've had shoot apartments, which are great, but even that, like, you know, just walking all the way out to the hallway.
Well, the question is how long did the bag sit next to the thing? Did the bag stay there through
wasn't
several
one
times
bag,
you
we
guys
would
left?
Have 6-7 bags of garbage sitting in the kitchen floor. We'd leave for the weekend.
So when you'd go downstairs, you would ignore taking the bags.
Yes.
That's what's crazy about it. It wasn't that like, see, it wasn't laziness at that point. It was actually, it was ultimate mega laziness because when you were even going that way, you didn't want to carry the thing.
Oh my God, I don't feel like carrying. I don't feel like closing my fingers around something. That's so much energy.
That's fucking wild. Now, when I was a teenager, like living at my mom's house and stuff, like I definitely had more of like a plate would be in my room overnight type thing or shit like that or piles of laundry and stuff.
Yeah,
but
pizza crust just sitting on the plate. Like,
but once I got on my own and moved, definitely once I was like, you know, getting like my early 20s and I moved here at 22 and immediately then it meant very much to me to not be like that.
I think you were also, I mean? You talked about this as well with like your personal hygiene. You were self-conscious that you were fat, so you never wanted to be like a fat, smelly slob.
Yeah.
So it was
I remember you explaining that to me, where you were like that. Basically, you were like, "Well, like if you're skinny, and you kind of like smell like a chick, will be like, oh, I'll go shower, stinky.' But like if you're a big dude,
it's
smell,
hot.
And it's like
if you're a skinny, like, if you're a muscular dude, you smell like, oh, you must be working out."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If she goes, if I smell it, she goes, I don't think a shower is gonna help. I think this is this guy's thing.
It might make it worse.
This is how this guy smells. Oh, I think.
Don't add heat to that. It's all hot and wet now.
Oh
ew.
Man, what's gonna be you soup in the bottom of my fucking tub? Oh fuck, yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah,
sure,
no, there's definitely things. So I got my when I was living, started like, you know, paying rent in my own apartment. I definitely like. Gave very much a shit about like not like dishes overnight.
You were always Jay was always neat. I never knew Jay as anything other than at least reasonably neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, but there is just something, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's, that's just my own sexism, but there is something where like, I just, even as we talk about it now, it's like, oh, look, it's no way to live. And me and Lewis aren't like that anymore. We're like adults, but you're like, ah, I don't know. We were 20 something year old kids. We were slobs, but like a chick, it's like, ew, gross.
I have there's a beautiful, female comic that, Lewis, you know her for sure. She lives in Texas, but like I know people that have like just crashed at her place before. She's very nice, limb crash, but they're like, this girl's so hot, and they said her place is just horrifically disgusting. Like, they're
text the name.
I'll text the thing
to the group.
Dave, you might not know. To the group, hang on.
To the group. Sorry, folks. People get mad that we do this, but it's like we're not going to hurt people's feelings just so you guys know the name.
No.
Use your imagination, guys. Jesus Christ.
Well, the beauty is you can make it anyone you want it.
That's
to
great.
Be.
G Mike, pretty funny. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
Don't know who that is.
No. Yeah, Lewis, you do for sure.
Did I bang your her? Reaction seemed to indicate you did.
I banged her?
Yeah.
No. Did you spell the name wrong?
Nope.
How do
Hang
I just
on.
Forget
Hang
a
on.
Human
I'm gonna,
being
I'm gonna,
that I've
I'm gonna
penetrated?
Solve this now. Everybody sit still.
How do I? That's crazy. I've had sex with this person.
I'll bet you've forgotten multiple women that you've had sex with.
For the forgettable ones. Maybe she should be more memorable in the sec.
Yeah, here we go.
And maybe she has to admit that she has throat herpes to me in order for me to remember her and tell a story about her multiple times on a podcast. Are you sending a picture?
Yeah.
Let's see. She Mike says she gave herself to you, Lewis.
She gave herself.
That's crazy that I don't know who the fuck this is.
But I mean, immediately you will.
I don't remember her name. Is wild. Do you think there's a girl who forgot about me? No woman forgets about me. I hit her.
She's very cute.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, she's a lunatic.
Yeah. Well, she's
pretty hot.
No, for sure. She's like a bodybuilder now, but like,
stop giving more context.
It's just no one, but there's no reason to find this, put this together. I promise.
You have no idea how much our fan base has nothing to do.
No, sure. But I mean, like, it's not, it's just,
yeah, we have a real don't fuck with cats type of audience. They're going to get to the bottom of this.
Super sleuths. But I heard her place was like really like rough.
Dude, she gave me a ride one time between like shows. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a multi-hour thing. It was like, you know, Houston to Austin or something like that. I have no idea. I mean, the conversation was, it was like I was talking to like a fucking, just like a vase in my home. It was just so fucking nothing there. Sweet enough girl, but you know, it was all her being hot. If she was ugly, I would have physically assaulted her.
What's so funny about that is I've, you know, bullshit with her a few times, and like I found her to be like, especially for like her age and everything, you're just kind of like, yeah, she's sweet enough and nice enough. I go, she didn't seem like too retarded. And it's funny, like Lewis banged her, and he was like, it's like she was like, I was like talking to a piece of wood. Like, I'm so much better. I wish I was better at the Lewis end of that stuff so much. Like,
what do you mean?
I'm just I think even since I was like a kid, it was always that thing. It was like, yeah, I was on the phone actually last night with someone, so I think we're hitting it off pretty good. We're just really talking about each other's dreams and stuff. And it goes, that was weird. On lunch, I asked her to come in the bathroom and suck my cock, and she did.
I had a girl, like, I remember.
I've always been, and by the way, the few times I've seen myself being, and then one of them was the first Mayhem Fest where I was watching it happen to a guy with me that I was having such sympathy for him. Do you know what I mean? I was watching the girl be like, thanks for bringing me here in a limo and doing with all this stuff, but it's like, we're such good friends now. I think I want to go fuck this other guy. And I was,
it's what it is,
ailing me. I was seeing, I'm like, oh dude, Lewis, I've been you.
As Lewis will tell you, it's all like sales shit. It's like just not being a closer, not being good at closing, and it's like you're getting lost in these sales calls forever.
So
and you're
people
having
that aren't
great
good at
conversations.
Sales. Sorry, Jay, but people that aren't good at sales, Jay, which would be you. You would get uncomfortable asking for the money. That's when people get uncomfortable, right? So you can engage them. You could ask them questions. You could get them to like you. And then when you have to close, when you have to say, all right, well, now let's just do this. Let's sign you up. People that aren't good at sales, that moment gets them because you'll sometimes get really personable people that are like, you're like, oh, they're great people. People will be, they'll be a good seller. But the fear of rejection creeps in and then they go, I just feel uncomfortable. So they get a little bit wishy-washy with that side of it. And then you never go for it. I was always good at disconnecting from the rejection and just going like, ask for the close. Just simple as that. It's every no gets you closer to a yes. If she says no, I'll fucking talk to the next girl. So it's a lack of emotion. It is borderline serial killer behavior. I will admit that.
A little sociopathical. Yeah.
A little sociopathic. But that's why I was particularly good at that. But
the rejection didn't hit you hard. But it was funny. It is weird. You're an emotional dude. Much like me too. Like I've seen, like when you were over selling tickets, you were emotional about like rejection. I saw it hit you more in that regard because it was like
it was more like Lewis had a chip on his shoulder.
But let me say that's almost what it is.
It wasn't the rejection.
It was the disrespect. The disrespect. No, yeah. I know, but there's my point just being like
I like that it's still fresh in Lewis's mind. Oh, yeah.
No, but Jay also knows he was able to answer the question before I even said it. It was the district. It wasn't me going like, oh, I'm being rejected. I'm bummed out. It was like, no, but, fuck you. And it was like somebody like get a real job. And I wasn't, a no.
But you were having much higher emotion at the time because you were also over it and blah, blah, blah. Is my point.
Well, it's
I'm
also you're poor as fuck. When you're that poor, everything hits you. A cold day is colder. A fucking, you know, when you're sweating, the sweat drips a little bit more.
Absolutely. Like, but that's almost my point with like,
I don't know why, but I was so going with Lewis on that poetic rant until the sweat drips a little bit more.
I don't know, dude. I'm not good at improv.
It's okay.
The cold being not good at improv. You're worse at being good at improv when you're born.
But no, I'm saying what it is like I'm operating under the emotion where it's like I was always very bad at like I'm good at keeping the ball in the air of. You know what I mean? Like, okay, they seem to want to hang out.
No,
they seem to want to have me around. Like, okay, we're all. Yeah, I know. But say we're saying the same because you're right. What I'm living in though is the whole time he goes, this is all done. The second you go like, hey, so blah blah blah. It's like, oh no, it's like I'll never talk to you ever again. Now I feel so embarrassed.
Well, if Jay's a car salesman, he's in the part of the car where they're doing a test drive, and he's like, take it for another spin around the block. You're like, just go home and close them.
I know.
What are you doing?
I go, dude, let's open this thing up a little bit, huh? I see you're already loving this thing. Let me show you what it can really do.
Yeah, dude. That's, I think...
Remember the classic? That was always the best, man. When Christine was still drinking, and we would do the SDR show, and like a porn star would be... This was offered several times, came to this situation several times, and never happened once that we closed that deal. They'd be like... the porn star would be like, I go hang out with Christine and Jay for sure. Where they... Meaning they would have left the show and come back to hook up. And then after the show, inevitably, is when we did it on Mondays, when they were doing Frantic at the old stand, I would go, let's go pop over to the thing and have like a drink or something like that. Because I needed her to see like, yeah, you're not just being like some whore, like I'll fuck whoever. I want you to be like, oh, I'm excited to fuck this guy. Then they would get obliterated at the stand and we would put them in a cab to go home.
Yeah.
It happened at least three times.
Yeah, you are what a lot of young women would call a fuck boy. I'm also a fuck boy.
Is that I wonder?
Fuck boy. Yeah, no. You like you?
What does fuck
even,
boy
even
mean?
Even a whore, you're gonna pretend to like you'll like you're. It's like guys who are like romantic with girls that they just want to fuck, but they act like they really like him. It's just a sort
is
of
is that what fuck boy means? It means you're like dishonest about getting laid.
I do get that thing. I don't think I am generally that way at all. But I do think I have that.
No, you had maybe not so much anymore. Me neither anymore. I'm a little more honest and just more comfortable with who I am. Like, and also,
Jay is, I don't know if I'm using the term correctly, but where I would say, I think fuckboy is more like you tell a girl you love them just so you can sleep with them, whereas Jay would actually believe he loved that joke. He's like, oh, I'm telling her I love her because I'm in love with this girl now who I've known for 3 hours.
For sure. But I do get the idea though also of like it's you're putting such a heavy like bait on the hook because you're like, what's this is gonna make them like me more kind of
well thing. Because when I was a fuck boy, I would do that. Like I would have like multiple girls juggling them, and I remember there's this one comic I'm going to just keep on doing this whole time. This one chick,
put it in the chat.
Send it.
Every single topic.
So she was pretty hot. And I remember I banged her.
Okay.
You guys know who it is?
Yeah.
Dave, you probably don't know who it is.
I think I do. I don't want to say the detail because I mean,
there's one detail that will 100% give it away.
Yeah. So I don't. But okay. So I'm thinking of the same person. Yeah. I think I remember you bringing her around.
So yeah, I was hooking up with this girl, and I remember
because you were actually seeing her for a while. I think
a little bit. Yeah. But there was another comic that I was seeing at the same time.
Yeah. Put it in the chat. Put the chat right here.
And they would put it in the chat. Dude, they would subtweet me. Both of them would like be like, yeah, fucking dating this 36-year-old fucking assholes with a little dick or whatever, you know. So they figured out that they were both fucking me at the same time. And they like DM'd each other. And I wasn't lying to either one of them. Like I was like, oh, I'm not pretending to be your boyfriend. I'm just like, you know, doing my thing. And I was just kind of juggling different girls. And they kind of figured out, they thought they like caught me or whatever. And then after I stopped seeing the one girl that you said the detail about, Dave, I was like, I just went back and looked at her DMs just to be like, oh, I want to reminisce about this girl and see what it, dude, the way I talked to this girl, dude, I called her my queen. I would find her.
I called her your queen.
Doggy, it was fucking nuts. And I was like, oh, I completely understand why she was mad that I was fucking another comic. And in my mind, I was being 100% honest with both of them. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, this is all just casual. And I talked to this girl like we were going to fucking take over the world together. It was insane.
Casually, you are the fuel that drives me.
The wind beneath my wings. I made that up.
Start a company together.
Alex, you said, LOL, Lewis, you do that. What do, you bitch?
You are just very lovey-dovey with whatever girl is there with you. I've seen it a million times. You give her everything in that moment.
What? I hold her hand or I rub her leg and, you know.
Like you give wink. Her hope, dude.
You fucking wink.
Give them hope.
You wink, you clam.
Dude,
you guys wink?
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you where mine comes from, Jade? It probably comes from a different place because I think we have a similar thing. But we're both fuckboys, I think, from different energies and or for different reasons. And it comes from a different place. My place comes from, I think, people perceive me as being this like fucking dude who's really shitty to women. So I'm overcompensating for that. Like I'm self-conscious.
So to prove them wrong, Lewis is really shitty to women.
But I'm not shitty in the way they think I'm going to be shitty. Like they think I'm going to put them through a table.
I was shitty
or a
in a completely different way. You thought I'd be shitty in the other way.
I abuse you inside.
But I think that's where it comes from.
I get your point.
I'm overcompensating for the fact that I think people see me because every girl that I date, you know, they're always the thing that they always say after, you know, just a few dates is they're like, wow, you're actually really nice. Like you come off as this like asshole on the podcast. And it's like,
and yet here you are committing to marrying me after only one week,
making me your one and only queen to stand by your side and take over the world again.
Dude, when I read, dude, I almost want to send you guys
me and you the against messages. The world.
Oh, I'm going to send you guys screenshots of the messages between me and this girl right now, dude. You can read them.
No.
Yeah,
oh, dude.
I think I still have them. Let me see.
This feels wrong.
Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, you can apologize to her later.
Message.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I have them. Let me see.
You just said for me to read them?
Oh, no.
Dave, can you be Dave, can you be girl?
Let me see. Let me see sure. How far back you got to go. Hold on. Hold on. Go back. Oh my dude. I mean, oh no, dude, you're a goddess. So fucking beautiful. I called her a goddess. No, I can't send these messages. I just decided that this is crazy. That is a wild.
Wait, Lewis. I want you to just think about the one that convinced you not to send it.
And
I
want to
know
it.
How bad is it? I want to know how bad is it?
You're in my bed and I'm still looking at your Instagram right now. That was the one that made me say, you know what? I can't put myself through this. Baby, you're so beautiful that I'm.
But are you caught up in the moment as you're saying shit like that, or do you kind of convince your like? Do you convince yourself like you really believe it in the
I'm
moment?
I'm not lying. You like Jay, this is the similar thing to me and Jay. Like I used to say this about Jay back in the day. You would bring your love with you.
Sure.
So you'd like you just meet a girl for the first day, and then like whatever it is, like you're just like in, and that's all just insecurity from being a fat kid with a small dick and not having girls be into me in middle school and high school and like. I started getting girlfriends in like the 10th grade and I started.
That's the fuckboy thing. And that's why I said, I understand. I'm aware of how I did that. Like not the manipulation, but throw everything in the kitchen sink. That's what I'm saying for a girl who was like,
most girls think I'm going to actually throw the kitchen sink at them.
Some girls like, you know, it's like, I'll fuck you one time. And that was fun. And then I'm like, I think we should actually be serious right now. That was like always my, and it's just because I'm like, yeah, I just kind of need that validation.
Yeah, it's and I think we have woman. That's a woman like quality, and they all have that. So it's like they're looking for the validation. Then we validate each other, and then all of a sudden, I'm in a relationship with a girl that I hate for 4 years. She won't leave. Let's do plugs real quick. It's a fun combo, boys. That's what I love about the fry. I genuinely know it sounds like I'm selling it. I don't have to sell it because these people don't hear this. Like, I literally love the Friday Night Hang. Maybe it's my favorite podcast to do because it just reminds me of us sitting in the apartment, like just talking shit. Like nobody was really like listening. Like it was just for us. And it reminds me of that.
I know. By the way, it is just funny. Guys, you know, Dave just pulling up his dates. But like, Lewis, you were giving that sentimental moment and Dave looked down and is just looking at his phone and he went, it's great. It's like, yeah, dude, great,
it's
podcast.
Crazy. That's amazing.
Things is wild, man. Things is wild.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're still in your apartment.
Davey.
Exactly where I wanted to be.
Give them plug.
Oh, if you're listening, it's Friday. Tomorrow, I will be in Bozeman, Montana. My first time ever out there. Actually doing pretty good. There are still a few tickets available, so go grab those right now. And then the following week I'll be at One Night in Louisville, Kentucky, and then which is January 30th, and then the 31st. Huh?
Louisville,
Kentucky.
Louisville.
And then the first and second I will be out in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then the following week Key West, Florida. Looking forward to being down there. And then I'll be traveling all year. A bunch of ticket links are up on my site, comicdavesmith.com, partoftheproblem.com to support my other podcast. And yeah, that's all.
Very cool.
Lewis?
Sure, Jay, you want to go? Or I'll go. Go to lewisofskanks.com. lewisofskanks.com is my website, and check out my brand new tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour. This weekend, I'll be in Montreal Friday and Saturday night. Really super intimate room. And now we're going to sell these shows out, so get those tickets early. Ticket sales picked up a little bit this week, so do that. If you guys can't make it to Ottawa, Ottawa sold out on Sunday. Come to Montreal. It's going to be a blast. It's a two-hour drive, I know, but I promise you that room it's so cool and so intimate that you're going to love it. Next week in North Charleston, South Carolina, at Wits End Comedy Lounge on Thursday, two shows, and then Friday and Saturday I'll be in Naples, Florida. A couple weeks after that I'm in Rumors in Winnipeg, and then Salt Lake City Wise Guys tickets just went up, so the end of February I'll be in Salt Lake City. I moved, there was dates in Canada, like Windsor and St. Catharines and London, Ontario. Those are all being moved to the end of March. I just moved them back a month because big baby James had a school play and I fucked up and I booked myself and I can't miss a school play. So come out to all those tickets, all those shows. I'm filming a brand new special in July 12th at Tampa Side Splitters. Get those tickets. The VIP tickets are already sold out. We're still 6 months away, but get them early because these shows are without a doubt going to be sold out. And if you guys want to come to Skankfest, pre-sale January 29th, 1 p.m. Eastern, you can get pre-sale tickets, which are cheaper than the normal passes. You also get the kickoff party on Thursday night, so you're getting more for less. It's the value is fucking crazy. So get those pre-sale tickets before we announce anybody, and the lineup is already looking like the best lineup we've ever had. The we're talking to two bands right now about the kickoff party, and if we book either one of these two, it's gonna fucking blow people away. They're gonna lose their fucking mind. So it's gonna be a goddamn blast. Cooler than Megadeth, literally.
New Kids on the Block.
Stop naming names, because if you name the name, then I'm gonna fucking freak out.
Who's the little one who opens up for Taylor Swift? Sabrina Carpenter.
It's Sabrina Carpenter.
Kiss.
So yeah, make sure you are you already subscribed, guys. So check out all my other pods: The Rags, Story
Everlast
Wars,
again,
Lewis and Zach, the Lewis and Zach Show, which is fucking killing it. And also, I have a bonus podcast that I do just for people who subscribe to my email list. So if you go to lewisofskanks.com, subscribe to my email list, you get a bonus solo podcast, the Lewis Journal podcast, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. That one comes out.
Yes, yes, y'all. BigJComedy.com for all my dates this weekend, everybody. There's still another day to come see me, Tim Butterly, Mike Fenoya, down at the Miami Improv, everybody. Please show up, and don't just let it be local Cubans. If you can help me avoid that, that'd be fantastic. Then we go on Shiprocked. After that, I'm coming right back to Florida, everybody. Orlando. That's right. Super Bowl weekend. Got to fly back early Sunday to watch the Eagles, I'm sure. After that, Syracuse. Then going out to Los Angeles, everybody, I believe. It's not coming up in my thing, the Comedy Store, right? Is it not up there for sale yet? We'll be getting that up pretty soon. There's going to be a show at the Comedy Store on.
And we're talking about doing. We're for sure going to do. I believe we're almost definitely going to do Story Wars while we're out there. And we want to talk to Dave about maybe doing a live Skanks if we can make that work on a Monday. So we're going to talk about it. We're going to figure it out, guys.
It'll be very fun. And I'm going to be in Ontario that weekend. Indianapolis after that, all over the place. Look for a city near you. Listen to The Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk Series 6 M103 with me and the great Robert Kelly. And of course, America's new favorite game show obsession, it's Story Wars, right here on the Gas Digital Network. And February 14th, I'll be releasing the first half of my double crowd work special, Them They. Them is going to be coming out February 14th. They will be coming out a month later. Date to be determined, but about a month later, I'll release the second half. So fucking, I'm gonna need all you guys to fucking subscribe. Or not, yeah, subscribe to my YouTube if you haven't already. I just hit 100,000. It's very exciting.
Nice.
So thank you guys all for subscribing to that. But if you haven't yet, please do. And then when it comes out, man, let's get that thing in the fucking algorithm, whatever that means.
Whatever an algorithm is.
Whatever that seems to be.
All right, now back to talking about people we can't name.
Go on.
Put it in the chat.
Put it in the chat. Welcome to Put It in the Chat with your host, Dave Smith, Big J, and Lewis J.
Put it in the chat.
Oh, fuck.
No,
I'm on. Actually, it's in 13 minutes. It'll be 72 hours for my fast.
Nice.
And how long are you going for?
I'm going to go for 70. No, I'm changing because I drank a liquid IV by accident yesterday. I didn't realize liquid IV has calories and sugar. So now I have to fuck. I'm giving myself a few more hours as punishment.
All right.
I'm going to eat tonight at the stand. Tonight at the stand.
Good for you though, bro. Is this your all time, like most biggest health kick?
Yeah, by far. I mean, yeah, without a doubt. I'm fucking
proud of you, buddy.
Feeling good. It actually stopped hurting today. The fast.
What do you mean hurting? Like physically hurting?
Like, yeah, it was like fucking. Also, you fart a lot when you're on a fast like this. So you're like all of the fucking like gases are breaking things down. Like you just stop, like, you know. So I'm just like fucking all day.
Sure. That's how you know it's working. Ding!
Those sounds like the fun ones, though.
Yeah, no, it's like it feels like it's just like getting all the air out. Fuck, I feel very light. I feel, you know, what am I going to eat, Alex or G Mike says? My sister made a stew. So I think I want to go get some of that stew, but right before I leave and then maybe have a little snack at the stand or something. But on my way in, I think I'm going to go get some.
Go steal some stew. Make up for all that weed she stole.
I know.
Stew.
Now it's great because I don't smoke weed. So she has no reason to break into my home. I can give her the password to my door again.
Well, for now, we'll see. I always got to watch, wait for it to unfold.
What, you think I'll smoke weed again, or you think she'll be able to steal other things?
Oh, you think she's going to break in to donate stew?
You have no definitive time, or you think you're going to come back to smoking weed? You think you're done?
So I think I'm going to smoke weed in Jamaica. We're going to Jamaica with the Gas Digital crew in March, and it just feels like crazy to not smoke weed. But
that does seem crazy.
I really like not getting high. I really like it. I like just the way that I feel right now. I feel a lot better than when I'm getting high, when I'm getting stoned.
I've never, and I've been sober and, you know, quit weed and quit booze and, you know, for extended periods of time. There's never been a time that I've ever been sober where I'm not like, I should just do this. You know, like I'm not saying like it's nice to have a drink. It's nice to smoke weed. Like I get the appeal of them. But anytime I'm actually give that stuff up, I'm like, oh, yeah, I should give that up. I don't always live by that, but I'm always like that.
The alcohol is not like the like I can. So I had a glass of champagne on New Year's. You know what I'm saying? I had wine on Christmas, holidays. If I go on vacation, like, but I just whatever it is my personality, I just keep on consuming. I'll just keep on fucking smoking. I'll keep on getting high. I keep on drinking. So I just feel good. I feel like legitimately better than I've ever felt, like mentally, like not even just like physically. Like I feel really happy. And I'm sort of attributing that to not getting stoned all the time. I felt like it was making me depressed. So, but who knows? I mean, never say never.
Next week, Lewis is on crack.
I sorry. I fell asleep with my eyes open. What were you saying, Lewis?
You asked, cocksucker.
I did ask. That was my fault.
That was completely your fault, my friend.
Sincerest of apologies.
It's all good, man.
All right, you're hanging out with Dave and the Fuck Boys. What?
And we're going to put it in the chat.
Put it in the chat.
Put it in the chat with Dave and the Fuck Boys.
That's my favorite segment. Put it in the chat.
Oh, fuck me.
Dave and the Fuck Boys.
Oh, man. Jay, what are you most excited for about Shiprocked? To come home.
I mean, sort of. I mean, this will be the shortest time I've ever been on a cruise.
How long are you going for?
It'll only be like 2.5 days.
That's not bad.
3 days, I guess, all in when it's all said and done. But what am I looking forward to? I mean, utterly so excited to watch this 12-minute, the shit talking in the middle of Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry. Yeah. So I'm excited to watch him enjoy that very much. Besides that, I mean, like, the people, again, it gets to a point where you're looking at the lineup and you have to be like, well, I guess I'll be pleasantly surprised by a bunch of people. But you got to start going, like, who are you most excited for by just amount of songs you know? So it's like POD. Like, I'm excited for POD, I guess, because I know 5 songs.
Yeah. I mean, what? I don't even know if I can name 5 POD songs. I don't know if I can't name any songs. I don't know names of songs.
Thought for a second of POD songs you'd remember. They were very simple.
No, if I heard the song, I could sing along with it. I could do, like, you know, fucking.
No, but I'm saying if you just thought for a second of, like, their choruses were pretty much dead on what they were. Their choruses just said the song names.
Let me see. Youth of a Nation.
Yep.
Bombshot. Not Bombshot. Bombshot.
You thinking of Bomb Track?
No. That's it was rage. Influenced by that. No, there was an
Well, they have Boom.
But there we go. There we go. That is the sound that a bomb makes. Never mind, guys. I'm retarded.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's called POW.
Go on. You got another one in you there, dude, for sure. You have one more in you for sure.
Give me a letter. Give me the first letter of it.
A.
Second letter.
You want to solve the puzzle?
Arguably their biggest hit. Not the song I like that much.
A. Give me another letter. In a row.
I give you one more letter. It's
let's try it. Let's see.
L.
That's all.
I feel so. Come on,
alive. I feel so alive
for the very first time.
I know that song.
And I think I could fly.
They suck.
And after that, Southtown is a cool. That's a great song.
Well, it's a trash band. We know this.
What do you mean? They're a religious band.
I know. I'm saying religion is trash. So is their music.
Oh, come on, the Lord.
No, so I'm looking forward to POD.
Do you think God likes POD's music? What a faggot.
I don't know a song. Huge. I don't know a song. One song by Hollywood Undead, The Struts, or Parkway.
No, Hollywood Undead is a fun band. I know a few of them. I have. So Hollywood Undead, I just discovered on like my there's like a Discover thing on Spotify, like based off of what you like, they recommend you other things. This is what a douchebag I am, that they recommended me Hollywood Undead songs. So there's a couple songs that I'm really into. There's like kind of rap rocky, I guess. They're more almost more rap than rap rock.
They were on the Madden soundtrack. Which song?
What year, like, Madden?
They have one famous song that I can sing the whole thing. Here, let me look it up real quick. It's in my thing. It's in my Spotify on my running playlist. Yeah. Hollywood Wood Undead. It's called Undead. Yeah, I think this is the one. Yep, that's it. Yep.
This was on Madden.
I saved it. They recommended it to me, and I was like, this is great. Just play the song. Don't play the video because I feel like you're going to... I mean, whatever. Play the video, but it gets all choppy.
I do want to see what they look like, though.
I have no idea what they look like. My assumption is that they kind of dress like Slipknot. In my head, they're rappers that dress like Slipknot.
They rap?
Yeah, it's rap. They're wiggers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they have like... I don't know if they have guitars, but it's almost like probably guitar samples and shit. I have no idea. It's super rappy.
Okay.
Are you playing the song, guys? Yeah, please. Yeah.
Which song did you want? Sorry.
Undead.
Undead.
They play their instruments. Ooh.
Wait, Hollywood Undead?
The song is Undead by Hollywood Undead. They're not creative.
All right. Confusing.
Hollywood Undead, Undead.
Sure. This one.
Remember music videos? I remember. You give a wigger a guitar, this is what happens. No, they do wear fun masks.
Oh, yeah.
I must have seen them because I didn't just come up with that in my head that they look like Slipknot.
I guess some of them do. Well, you might have seen like the thumbnail.
Yeah, I probably did. That's what it is. Oh, they're dangerous, guys. The fucking...
I'll tell you what, this is
something else. The alarms are sounding...
But what you're saying, though, I will absolutely, I would fall for
yes
when I see them live.
Yes.
I'm in. Kim Dracula. How much did that get me, G Mike?
Jay likes a performance. Jay likes, you know, some masks.
Kim Dracula got me on stage.
Oh, this is live. Can we get a not live version?
This is the music video.
No, it's not.
It's Vivo.
Okay. I mean, it is. This sounds live. Undead! Undead! Give a fuck what you think or say. They're fun. This song rules. I run to this one. It gets me going. Day. Writing on the wall. You're a fucking disease. I'm way into the song.
I'm not. I don't hate it.
Another fun.
I don't like the song particularly, but I'm curious to watch their thing for sure. There'll be a fun performance.
What is that riff? Is that an Aussie riff?
Yeah.
That's the
I don't even know if it's supposed to be a sample. I don't think it's supposed to be. I think they just also got there.
Really?
No, that's definitely on purpose.
That's gotta be. It's gotta be on purpose.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is if Dave got into rock music. This would have been him.
Yeah.
This is
made to lure me in.
This is Linkin Park level.
Yeah, kind of like that. I think probably cooler than Linkin Park. Linkin Park.
Well, they're a little more modern than Linkin Park now, but they're the same music.
They're a little more alive than Linkin Park.
Not anymore. Now they have a girl.
I know. Did you see her trying to do? Oh, no. What was that? Was it? All right, turn it off. It's fine. We got it.
What's going on? The girl.
Turn these fingers off right now.
The girl from Chester Bennington's like mother and stuff, they're furious apparently that they're keeping Linkin Park going.
Yeah, with some dumb bitch. But was there another chick? Was it Soundgarden has a black fat lead singer? Did you see this? This is fucking hilarious.
No, really?
Soundgarden in the chat.
Someone told me this. I can't believe that I did not. I tweeted about this. This is such a great Legion of Skanks story. They got a fat black lead singer and she tries to crowd surf and the crowd just fucking.
Oh, that's how I know about this. You sent this to me, Lewis.
Oh, it fucking rules. Oh, did I send it in the group chat?
I don't remember, but I saw this and it must have been you.
Yeah,
maybe not. I don't know. Someone said
I tweeted about it.
Maybe that's it.
Somebody said they should call her Olive Garden.
Oh, they got a girl too.
Yeah, they got a fat black girl, Jen. And look, she tried to crowd surf and they dropped her.
Oh my God!
I'm not carrying a fat and black.
No one, crazy. It's not somebody just... went black hole sun 12 o'clock.
Oh, dude.
Oh, man.
Them literally moving out of the way. Sucks.
Y'all catch my ass. Trust fall, motherfucker.
Well, she said it. She goes, she was like, I knew I was too heavy for them to try to catch me. You could hear her say it.
You just go from being rock and roll to just being an embarrassed fat person very quickly. That sucks.
Soundgarden, what are you doing?
A black chick? Soundgarden. Fat?
I mean, you have to get someone. They have to be able to mimic the voice. It's got to be the thing. Alice in Chains, that guy doesn't step out of fucking bounds at all. He just sings the songs like Layne Staley.
Yeah.
The same inflection in his voice, the same.
Yeah, it's got to be able to perform the fucking hits.
The guy from Journey doesn't put his own flip on the songs. Do you know what I mean? He just sings it exactly like Steve
Sublime
Perry.
Isn't a singer. I didn't know Sublime was still touring.
Well, it's his son now. It was Rome, some guy named Rome for a while, and now Romy it's Rome? His son. And now it's his son.
That's fine. Son is fine.
Sure.
I think it should be the only person who could take over.
Yo, Ice Cube's son, just it's so funny because, like, you know, he's like what Ice Cube would grow up to be, rich, is what you're finding out, because they look so much alike. And now, as he's getting older, he just keeps getting fatter, which is so funny.
Didn't he, he got in a thing recently where he,
him and Schultz, he's one of the people who came at Schultz.
Yeah, he came at Schultz. That's right.
Schultz's response to him was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
So I did love that.
Yeah.
He's like, no Vaseline.
Who talks about like threatening rape against men or something? Like he really walks
crazy
into it.
It's really fucking crazy. Oh boy.
That is pretty crazy to be like, man, what kind of lunatic do you got to be? Oh man. Has your algorithm either of you guys go on Facebook at all?
I lurk sometimes.
Dude, so every fucking day or two, when I'm going through it, I get whatever my algorithms hit on that. It is real in-depth detailed descriptions and advertisements of movies that I would want to see so bad.
Oh, and they're all AI posters?
And they're just not real.
Yeah. Now when I see a real poster, like I saw Dexter, like the prequel or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, AI fucking fake shit. And then I found out it was real and I got actually excited.
Completely real.
Oh, they're doing.
But it's like the Freddy Krueger by Rob Zombie, right? Fred. That's a fake one.
With DJ Qualls playing Freddy Krueger.
Oh, it made me mad because it's so perfect.
By the way, here's what's annoying about it, because then there are things that are coming and then the news on them is always end up being fake. Like Welcome to Derry is happening.
Yes.
I want to see that really bad, but they keep like putting it in the mix of things. So when they're like that, then they're like Camp Crystal Lake about Jason. But oh, okay. I think that's fake.
It's fake.
Motherfuck.
It's fake.
Yeah, I fall into that a whole bunch.
Welcome to Derry's real. The Fred one really got me because it's just like Rob Zombie doing a Nightmare on Elm Street movie would be fun, even though it would probably suck, to be honest.
Possible. His Munsters thing ate shit. Yeah, the Pooh horror movie started the fake thing because that's real.
They actually made it. Oh, that's hilarious.
The horror movies. Yeah. Pooh. Yeah. Oh,
well, because Pooh became public domain, right? So they just, and it was also a really shitty movie, apparently.
Oh, the horror. No, there's two of them. People love them.
No, like I was talking to Zach about it. Zach's like a horror nerd as well. And like a snob. But he said it's like really low budget. They just like use like Pooh masks from Halloween, like Halloween Town or whatever.
Yeah. For sure. But they don't say it's Winnie the Pooh. It's just like it's Pooh and some, I think, right? But it's, it was like blood and honey.
Yeah. Blood and Honey.
And then there's like a part two to it. Oh, yeah, though. It's just like a cash grab.
Don't you wish Dan Soder was here to crush a nice horror poo voice right now?
I think I really do. They keep saying that the guy who plays Art the Clown in Terrifier is going to be a Mickey Mouse and like an evil Steamboat Willie.
That's funny.
But that might be true. I don't know. I hate this.
Yeah, no, I know it's a problem because AI has gotten so good. They could just create a poster in a second. There's not. It's like back in the day, if you want to troll somebody like that, you had to put time and effort and energy into it. And now you could just be like, dude, give me a Winnie the Pooh poster.
As you guys get older, does it hit you how much when they say like plans for movies and stuff are going, whatever? It's like, hey, so-and-so just picked up they're going to reboot, like, you know, something you want to see really bad. They're going to reboot this franchise. You're like, hell yeah. Because first one slated to come out 2032. Yeah. Like, I think I'm dead then, aren't I?
Wolverine versus Hulk is one that they're talking about making, and it's like, we're not seeing that movie till literally 2030.
Yeah,
how do you get excited? Sure. Like, the amount of those movies all take like 2 years to, which also it's like, how does it take that long to shoot? Somebody's fucking getting paid on the hour and they're just fucking milking it. It's crazy that it takes that long.
I think it's bad shit that it's been well over a year of announcement of like Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yeah,
it's not coming out till like it's not this year, I don't think either.
I don't even like when they tell me, like, I don't even like when I find out that they've started filming something and that, like, a show I like, I'll be like, it'll be out new episodes in November. It's like, just don't even tell me, dude. I can't fucking plan ahead a year.
I stopped playing video games, but I am excited to play GTA 6 because I know it's going to be the same way that I've ever played every other GTA. It's like, I'll play it for 2 days straight and I'll never look at it again. I won't get the mansion. I won't do the whole like thing. It's like, no. I'll get bored of the missions very quickly.
Oh, really? That's all I do. I just do the storyline exclusively.
I start to do it and then I can't get past one of the stories and then I get frustrated. And then I was like, all right, well, it's time to just murder people and see how many stars I can get away with these cops with.
Yeah, I play on it. I'll just keep making it easier. I'll keep lowering the thing down to easy.
Oh, really? Yeah. I tried to do that with Red Dead Redemption. I was like, I'm going to play this. I'm going to actually play it front to back. And then, I mean, I had to like fucking rob a train car or something. And I just couldn't get past it. I was like, fuck this game. I'm going to shoot horses.
Yeah, well, it's almost that to me. I said any of those games where it's like, I already have enough responsibilities. When you have to get video game responsibilities, you have to buy a suit for a funeral in the game. And it's like, what?
Well, there's even like the created character on like the UFC games. You're like, the amount of time it takes to actually create the character, like, I'm like, I have to design his shoulder blades. Fuck off. It's insane.
Nope. I would just always go, I'd put a beard, I'd put it whatever close to my hair could be, try to find my complexion.
And make yourself jacked.
Blue eyes, and I would just go to the heaviest weight possible. Because it would only go up to like 240 or something in those games.
You still look jacked.
But it would, through the course of your career, it would get jacked because you were winning.
Nice. Yeah, I couldn't do it. And then there was like even like you could upload pictures of yourself and they can like make it your face.
Well, that got weird.
I never was able to do it. I know, but it wasn't work.
But it wasn't really your face. It was like, remember the... Do you guys remember back in the day, the cafe, maybe still has this, the Cafe Wa, when you looked in the door, there was like a face like talking to you in the on the street.
Yeah.
That's what your face looked like that. It was like stretched across. It was like a picture of you stretched over a circle. It was bad.
Yeah. It looks like somebody tore your face off and put it over their face.
Yeah. It was like David Lynchy. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very weird. But yeah, I stopped playing video games a while ago. I was just fucking... You know, I mean, dude,
you're giving up everything, dude.
I'm giving up things that are wastes of time, like actual
drugs,
waste of time.
Video games, being a fuck boy. What do you even do anymore?
Who am I? It was like my whole personality's gone. Love being a fuck boy, playing video games. I mean, I'll play Guitar Hero once in a while still.
Shred it down. No, but were you playing video games a lot? You're like waking up and playing again. You say it's like that. It's that consume thing. Like if I get to turn on my video games, and I mean this genuinely, if 2 hours a week total, I guess I get to play, it's a
if
lot.
I that's the thing, like I whatever my addictive personality is,
yeah,
like I would
same
get up
me
I'd wake up at like 6:30 in the morning, I'd start playing Warzone, there'd be 16 people watching me on Twitch, there was like no justification for it, and I played for like 3 hours and I was just like, I literally
when we did our New Year's show and they had the UFC video game in the green room, and I started playing, it's the first time I played video games in years, but that they just happened to have what was my game 9 years ago, like the last time I played video games, and literally just playing a few rounds of it, it was like my version of I can't keep Oreos in the house. I'm like, this is too fun, and I cannot waste the amount of time that I would waste on this. I just can't have it near me.
Oreos.
Oh, man. Some UFC video game with some Oreos.
Oh, do some milk. Good.
Ooh. Oh, motherfucker.
You drink the milk so after hard. you dunk your Oreos? You drink the milk?
Sure. Oh, yeah, of course.
Some people do not like milk. Like, I can drink in the middle of the night if I'm thirsty. I'll pour myself a glass of milk.
Well, I don't do that. I'm not a psychopath, but with Oreos, yeah. No,
when I was a kid, I would drink milk as a thirst quench, which is bad shit. But I mean, like, I was definitely did that plenty of times, but now not.
I would drink it like I was, like, I'd get up in the middle of the night and I would fucking glug it like I was drinking out of a canteen in the desert.
But I also haven't had, I mean, this may be the gayest thing I've ever said. I don't think I've had like milk in a long time.
Just cum.
I'll tell
this
you
is
what.
The gayest thing ever. I just drink cum instead of milk. Goes,
I'll tell you what. I don't drink the cum after I dump my Oreos in it.
No, I always have a half a gallon of organic whole milk in the fridge.
Yeah.
I do the way organic whole milk tastes. It's
for
just
coffee or anything.
I have it for my son for the most part. Like he, you know, he'll
cereal.
There's always like cookies or use it for oatmeal or fucking, you know, eggs or whatever.
I understand milk stuff.
You know, milk stuff. Or, you know, if I got to bake a cake or, you know, if I were to make some sort of a, milk, I don't know anything, any other milk stuff.
Maybe a brulee.
Yeah, but I'll drink a glass of ice cold milk. Ooh. No ice in the milk, though. You put ice in your milk, you're a fucking lunatic.
That's weird. I don't care for at a restaurant. Sometimes they'll put ice in your orange juice. I don't really care for that either.
That's crazy.
Whatchamacallit, my ex-wife was milk with ice. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That's why you divorced her.
It held up in court. No money because of it.
It was the first red flag. It was the first red flag for sure. This is crazy shit. Well, boys, another successful Friday night hang with the gents. Always fucking fun. We will catch you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us if you're here watching live. And for the rest of you, we will catch you from our next episode.
It's not next Monday. We should say we're not going to be back in until 2 Mondays from now.
That's right.
Correct. With a new episode for you.
The new episode next week is going to be New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And then the week after, it's going to be a wild one. We got Ari Shaffir, Jim Norton, and the infamous Anthony Cumia returning to the show.
Ooh.
All three of them on one show.
We had to build a tunnel to get him in.
Yeah.
Build our own tunnel.
Ari had to build a tunnel for him.
Yeah.
They're good with that stuff.
They're handy people. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with 3 C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
You ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika? It's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.